than what you gave me. Because their answers are things like, God is shepherd. But not just God is shepherd, God is my shepherd. God is my rock. God is my living water. God is my shade. God is my bread. God is my father. God is to me like a nursing mother. Now, if I ask you to close your eyes, do you have a picture? Yes, you do. Why? Not because it's more true, but because it's concrete. It's in a real setting. So when you ask an Easterner for an explanation of some complex thing, you know what he'll do? Or she? There once was a rabbi who was walking along the shore. Who does that sound like? It's exactly what Jesus did. He gets asked the most profound questions. And his answers are long stories, and then he doesn't even put a conclusion on the end of it. His disciples have to come and say, now, what was that? And then he tells them another story. Why? Because the Easterner wants you to experience truth in a concrete way. Now, the weakness of that is you may not have the intellectual background and knowledge of all of it. That's the Western strength. But the Easterner, would the devil say, God is my living water, my bread, my nursing mother? Never. It's personal. Now, one is not better than the other, but they are very different windows. And what I would like to do for 9 weeks, I've got to give a little more introduction here, is to do a smorgasbord and take you down along the table with all the biblical foods laid out and to look at some passages and texts which are hopefully familiar to you and say, what happens if we look at that same text through this window, the Eastern one, instead of through this one? And that's why it helps me, would help you, if you did a little bit of background. Let me give you, I've got 5 minutes yet for my introduction. Let me give you a couple of examples. What does God smell like? I love to ask that question. I get this look like, my grandmother would have said in Dutch, it's sputten to say that. It's a Dutch word you can't translate, but it sort of means make fun of something sacred, I think. What does God smell like? It boggles my mind that I graduated from seminary and would not have known what God smells like. Okay? Thunder and lightning, she says, has a smell. Okay? What does the book say God smells? Well, let's try an easier one. What does God taste like? Tastes good, yes, but what does he taste like? Very good. The Bible says God tastes like honey, like the drippings of the honeycomb. Taste and see the Lord is good. He describes himself as tasting like honey. Now, I remember in Israel, my first time there, in fact, it was the first week I was in Israel, I got invited by an Israeli who felt sorry for this American that didn't know which way was up because I had never been out of Michigan, I don't think, before I went there. And he said, come home with me. And he took me to his sister's kindergarten class one morning. We walked in that class, and his sister was just starting the day with the Shema. And partway into the morning, all these little kindergartners sitting there, a rabbi walked in. Now, if you've been in the Jewish setting, you know what happens when the rabbi walks in. Wow. It's unbelievable. It's like, whew, a man of God who will... Anyway, so they're all sitting there. The rabbi, after several things, went to his bag and brought out a new Bible, Tanakh, you say in Hebrew, a new Tanakh for each little kindergartner. And he laid the Tanakhim in front of each of the students. Little kid's big eyes. Nobody touched it. Then he went back to his bag and he brought out a little wax paper square about 4 inches by 4 inches, laid one on the cover of each Tanakh. And then he went back to his leather bag and he got out a honey beer. And he squeezed a big dab of honey on each child's Bible. And then he said, now, each of you, take your little finger, dip it in the honey and lick it off. And don't ever forget, that's what God tastes like. Now, what do you think happened?